let's review. We now begin a series of Mishnayos that deal with Cheskes Chai, the presumption that someone is still alive until we know otherwise. Zak the Mishnah, Hamevi get v'nichi zaken oichayla, noisin la b'cheskes shukayim. A shliach who is sent to deliver a get for an elderly or ill person may deliver the get under the assumption that the husband is still alive, as Rashi explains. Hemed davar al cheskes chai. This is based on the general halacha of chazaka that we assume the last known status to be unchanged unless known otherwise. Rava explains that the Mishnah only refers to zaken shlehigia ligvurois v'chayla. A husband who is not yet 80 years old, or is sick but not dying, but zaken shegiya likvuris begaisis shereiv geisin lamisa loy. If he has already reached the age of 80, or is in the process of dying, the shliach may not deliver the get, because we may not assume that he is still alive. Abaye challenges this distinction from the following brisa. Hamei v'get v'nichi zaken afila ben meya shana noisin la b'cheska shukayim. We assume that the husband is still alive, even if he is 100 years old. The Gemara responds to Yufta, Rava's opinion is indeed refuted. Ultimately, the Gemara maintains Rava's distinction and explains, Kivin the iflig, as Rashi explains, Kivin sheherach yamim ad meir shana, ein kashahar adam liyas karv lamavas. Once someone has exceeded the usual life expectancy, we can assume that he's still alive. Ava ben shmeinim v'achas ayeser atishim karv lamavasu. But for a man in his 80s who is nearing the end of his life expectancy, we cannot assume that he's still alive. The Gemara proceeds to cite various rulings regarding Cheskes Chai, which seem to be contradictory. Our Mishnah rules, Hamevi get v'nichi zaken oichayla, noisin la b'cheskes shukayim. Apparently, loichashin lamisa, because we rely on Cheskes Chai. However, the Gemara cites a braisa regarding truma, harei ze gitech, sha'achas kodim lamisasai, if a kohen gives his wife a get and stipulates that it should take effect right before his death, she is immediately forbidden to eat truma. Apparently, cheshina lamisa, because we do not rely on cheskes chai, and she must be concerned that he may die any time and she is no longer his wife. The Gemara first explains that this can be reconciled as follows. Truma efshir get loy efshir. Since it is possible for the woman to refrain from eating truma, we do not need to rely on cheskes chai. Therefore, chashina lemisa, and she may not eat truma. However, regarding gitin, if we cannot assume that the husband is alive, it would not be feasible to send gitin abroad, thereby leaving these women as agunas unable to marry. Therefore, we must rely on cheskes chai and lichashin lemisa, and the get is valid. The Gemara continues, however, that even regarding truma, the above brisa seems to be contradicted by our Mishnah's second halacha. Bas Yisrael hanesu l'kayin b'halach ba'ala l'medina sayam. A woman married to a kohen who traveled abroad, she may continue to eat truma under the assumption that he is still alive. Here we see that loicheshin lamisa, even regarding truma. In response, the Gemara cites the following well-known brisa: halakeich yain mebin akutim. If someone does not have a vessel with which to separate trumas and meisters, oimer shnei lugin shani os lahafir sharein truma bechulu b'shayis miyad divrei meir. Ramirez says that he may designate part of the wine, which he will eventually separate as trumas and maestas, and he may then drink. However, Rabbi Huda forbids this because he is concerned the container might split before he has a chance to separate the trumas and maestas, and he will retroactively have drunk untithed wine. Based on this machlekes, the Gemara suggests two answers. Ha, Remeir, the lechayish lemisa. Ha, Rabbi Huda, the chayish lemisa. Our Mishnah follows the opinion of Remeir, who is not concerned that the container might split, and so also assumes that the husband is still alive and she may eat truma, while the Braisa follows the opinion of Rabbi Huda, who, just as he is concerned that the container may split, is also concerned that a person might die and so the wife may not eat truma. Shema meis loicha shinan, shema yamus tanoihi. We do not suspect that someone has already died, because as Rashi explains, we may assume that his previous status remains unchanged. Therefore, his wife may continue to eat truma. However, it is a machlekes whether we may assume that he might die soon, just as it is a machlekes if we suspect that the container might split, because this does not challenge the previous status. Therefore, in the Braisa's case of Sha'achas Kodim L'Misasai, according to Rabbi Huda, we are concerned that he might die and she may not eat truma. The Mishnah concludes with a third example. Hashalech chatosai mimedina sayam, makriv noisa b'cheska shukayim. If someone sends a carbon chatas from abroad to the Beis Hamikdash, we sacrifice it under the assumption that he is still alive. Although be'ina smicha, the carbon requires smicha, leaning one's hands on the carbon, and as Rashi explains, yadai v'layat shluchai, the owner himself must perform the smicha. The Gemara explains that the Mishnah refers to carbon noshim, a woman's chatas, or chatas ha'if, a bird offering, which do not require a smicha. Zak the Mishnah, shleish dvarim, amar Rebbe Lazar ben Parta lefnei chachamim, v'kaim res dvar. The chacham agreed to the following three halachas. Al ir sheikifa charken, regarding residents of a besieged city, v'ala svina shemetureves bayam, occupants of a ship floundering at sea, v'ala yetzir ladan, and someone being tried for a capital offense. In all of these cases, shehin becheskes kayamin, we assume that they survived. However, aval ir kavshal charkum, residents of a captured city, v'svina sh'avd bayam, occupants of a ship that sunk, v'ayotzit leharig, or someone sentenced to death, nois nalein chumri chayim v'chumri mesim. We apply the stringencies of both possible scenarios. Therefore, bas yisrael akayin u'bas kayin lisrael lo teichel b'truma. A woman married to a kayin minati truma, in case her husband is dead. On the other hand, the daughter of a kayin who is also married to a yisrael may not eat truma in case her husband is alive. The Gemara brings two interpretations of our Mishnah. Lo yishanu ele bebezin shal Yisrael. We suspect that a person sentenced to death in the Jewish court may still be alive because zimnin do chazul yischusa umachziru naisei. Bezin may have found a reason to overturn their verdict. Av bebezin shal akum kivin de gamar leidin lektala miktal katlilei. In a non-Jewish court, we assume that he is dead because although mekabli sheikhta, mikmei delachtem purse shanbig. They often accept bribes to declare him innocent. Lebasa delachtem purse shanbig lo yishakli. They will not accept bribes after a sentence is signed. A second interpretation, leishan el bebezin shal akum, the mekabli sheikhta. If he was sentenced in a non-Jewish court, he might have survived since they accept bribes. In a Jewish court, we assume that he was put to death, because although they try to exonerate him before he is found guilty, after the case is concluded, as Rashi explains, they rarely reverse their judgment.